We're in Simin Lamed Dalet in Hilchas Tefillin. We are up to Sif Beis, which we'll be doing today. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber introduced the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam and Rebbeinu Tam with regard to the order of the Parshias in the Tefillin. The writing of the Parshias was in the order that we find in the Sefer Torah, which is Kadesh Vayek V'yacha Shema Vayim Shemoa. With regard to the order of placement, the order in which you place them in the Shel Rosh, or the order in which they appear in the Shel Yad, so Rashi and the Rambam learn that it is that very same order, Kadesh Vayek V'yacha Shema Vayim Shemoa. According to Rebbeinu Tam, it is Kadesh Vayek V'yacha Vayim Shemoa in Shema. So he ended Sif Aleph by telling us that the Minhag HaOlam is like Rashi and the Rambam, that that's the Ikar HaDin. Says the Mechaber now, Yirei Shamayim Yotzo Yedei Shnehem. A Yirei Shamayim should be Yotzo both Shittas. And how does he do that? So the Mechaber gives us three possible options of how to be Yotzo both. Now obviously what we're talking about is owning two pairs of tefillin. But within those two pairs of tefillin, how do you put them on? When do you put them on? Option number one is, Yaseh Shnei Zugos Tefillin V'Yaniach Shnehem. What you do is you actually put both of them on at the same time. According to this first option, you put on two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. Now, the way you do it is, in the case of the Shel Rosh, what you do is Rashi is lower and Rabbeinu Tam is higher. In the case of the Shel Yad, there, Rashi should be the higher one to the shoulder, and Rabbeinu Tam the lower one towards the hand. That's the way that the Mishnah Berurah brings down B'Shem the Ari. And what they would do is the Ritzuis would actually be put on together, one on top of the other, whereby you would not have the Rabbeinu Tam's Ritzuis showing, only the Rashi one showing. So this is the first option of putting on both tefillin. The reason why you can do that is because we saw that there's room on the head for more than one pair of tefillin at a time. So that was the first option. The second, now, the Mechaber adds something. The Yechavein Bahanachoson, at the time he puts them on, he should have Kavana. Ba'osim Sheim Aliba Dehilchasani Yotzi Dechavasi. The one that is correct in Halacha, whichever one that may be, that one I'm putting on L'Shem Mitzvah. Vashar Heim Keritzu is Bialma. The rest are just leather straps that I happen to be putting upon myself, but not for the sake of being Mekayim in the mitzvah. Now, why is the Mechaber telling us to do this? So there are those who learn that otherwise there's a problem of baltosif. Otherwise there's a problem that what you're doing is you're putting on two pairs of tefillin, which the Torah was only Mechayev us to put on one. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana is not that way. The Mishnah Berurah's maskani is that there are several different conditions to be over Bal Tosif. In a case where what you're putting on is, first of all, the extra pair is, number one, puzzle. Number two, it is a separate pair. Meaning, it is not one pair of tefillin in which you have, for example, five batim instead of four. We're talking about a separate pair of tefillin altogether. And that pair is puzzle. That would not be considered baltosif. So if you have both of those conditions, it's a separate object, and it's puzzle, there's no baltosif on it. So why do you have to make this tanai? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's very simple. We say mitzvah tzrichos kavana. In order to be mekayem in the mitzvah, you're supposed to have kavana for the mitzvah. So the Mechaber is telling you, what are you supposed to have kavana for? You should have kavana for the wrong one too? That's not good. Why is that not good? So the Mishnah Berurah raises a very interesting point in the Bir Halacha. The Halacha is, if a person is doing any kind of transaction in which he says, may something happen, and that something can work for part of it, but for the other part of it, it's ridiculous, it could not possibly work, that would negate the entire transaction. So the particular case that he brings down is if somebody is doing an act of Kedushin, he's saying, Hare Aten Mukudoshosli, to two women, one of which is Jewish and the other one is a Shifra. So that Maisa Kedushin is not a Maisa Kedushin. What we say is the same way that the one that couldn't take effect was something of a joke, the first one will not take effect either. The entire transaction is possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah similarly, if you say, I am hereby being Mechavim, remember he's putting on two pairs at the same time, I am hereby being Mechavim, L'shem Mitzvah's Tefillin, on the ones that are kosher and the ones that are pasul, You're not speaking that out, but that's really what you're saying. I'm putting them both on L'shem Mitzvah's Tefillin, the kosher and the pasul. It could be that that's not considered putting them on L'shma altogether. Therefore, the Mechaber tells you that what you do is you stipulate, I want to be Yotza with the kosher, one that's pasul, I'm putting around my arm just as straps. So this is the first option, to which the Mechaber concludes, Ki mokum yesh barosh l'niach shtei tefillin v'chein bezroah, because there's room in both the head as well as the arm for two pairs of tefillin. Option number two, Vim eino yodea l'chavin hamokum, u'laniach shneim yachad. He's afraid that if he actually tries juggling the two at the same time, putting on two shel yads and two shel rushes simultaneously, he's afraid that he's not really going to be able to place them precisely where they belong. It means both on the muscle of the arm and both just at the middle of the forehead. So what does he want to do? Yaniach kedivrei ha'echod, shel yad v'shel rush. He should put on the shel yad and the shel rush of one of them. Now, there are some words here in the Mechaber in parentheses, in brackets. V'yisalke miyad. As the print that we've got here with these brackets would sound like the Mechaber is saying, you put on one pair, remove them immediately, then put on the second pair. And that means the problem this person has is not with the maisa hanocha, but with actually having them being in the right place. He doesn't see how he can fit two pairs of tefillin in the right place simultaneously altogether. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't learn like that. The Mishnah Berurah takes these words out. He says they're not part of the girsa. And what the Mechaber meant was he has a hard time putting them on together. To simultaneously put two pairs of tefillin at the right place, that he couldn't do. So put on one, make sure it's in the right place, and then put the other one on immediately afterwards without removing the first one, according to the Mishnah Berurah. V'yaniach acher masmach bracha rishon. It's just that if you're putting them on literally simultaneously, you make the bracha on the shel yad, and then you make the bracha on the shel rush, and you have no problem. Whereas, if you're putting them on one after the other, you couldn't go and put on one shel yad, and then a second shel yad, and then a first shel rush, and then a second shel rush, because the second one is being mafsik in the middle of the brachas. So there, what you do is put on a shel yad, a shel rush, and then put on a second shel yad and a shel rush, and you're only using the very first brachas. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha would be you put on Rashi's first with the bracha, because that's Ikar Adin. And then put Rabbeinu Tam on afterwards without the bracha. V'yeshomrim, shim lo yuchal laniyah pavasachas. The third option is, if you just can't have them on all together. In other words, you don't see how you can fit two pairs of tefillin on your arm and on your head, even if you put them on b'zeh achar zeh without removing the first one. So what do? You put the first one on, yaniach shel rashi v'yivarech aleim v'yu olav b'shas krishmu tefillah. You just make the bracha on Rashi's and let them be on you for Krishma and Tefillah. Va'acharat Tefillah yaniach shel Rabbeinu Tam below bracha. After davening, you put Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillah on without a bracha. V'yikrem Shema v'hoyim Shemoa. And then you read Shema and v'hoyim Shemoa. So these are the three options. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Gadim, who says that that is ideal. That if someone is actually wearing two pairs of Tefillin, that he should make sure to first put on the Rashi Tefillin, leave them on for Krishma and Tefillah, and then after davening, put on his Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who are noeg that after Kedusha, they already take off their Rashi Tefillin and put on Rabbeinu Tam. He's got lots of problems with that. Number one, because you're supposed to be wearing your Rashi Tefillin for the whole of Chazaras HaShatz. That's part of Tefillah. Second of all, you should not be spending Chazaras HaShatz removing Tefillin. You spend Chazaras HaShatz listening to the Shliach Tzibur. So Lahalachi says to put them on after davening, not during davening. What happens if somebody puts on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin alone and has kavanah to be yotza the mitzvah? The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh that if the Yikar Adin, and this is the way we paskin, is like Rashi, then by putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, the person, if he had kavana, is over on Baltigra, because he's putting on faulty tefillin. He's putting on tefillin in which two of the parshis are in the right place and the other two are in the wrong place. This is Baltigra. You are putting on a mitzvah that is lacking. So even when you put your Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin on after davening, what a person should do is have kavana that I only want to be yotza with these if the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, but otherwise I'm just wrapping ritzuas around my just straps around my arm. So the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush is that the Mishaburus Chiddush is that one would be over Bal Tigra by doing that. Now, how could one be actually be over on Bal Tosif? So the Mishaburus mentions two ways. One way would be that a person is putting on a pair of tefillin has five parshis instead of four. But another way, he's putting on two kosher pairs of tefillin simultaneously. And he's being machaven to be yotza with both of them. So there he is over on Bal Tosif. Because the Torah said to put on a pair of tefillin, he's putting on two. So the only way it works is that he is putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin with the Tanai. This way he has kavana for the proper one. He had kavana with Rashi and the Rashi and the Rambam's tefillin. He put them on with the bracha and had kavana to be yotza with them, and then puts Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin on with the Tanai after davening.